Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I read this statement in kind of an obscure book. I think it was yesterday in prayer. I was just reading some stuff. And the statement went like this. He says, what's true of you is not always true to you. And I believe that that's absolutely so. Because what's true of you in Christ is that you've been made complete. Everything that Jesus has and everything that Jesus is available to you. You're complete in Him. You've been given everything pertaining to life and godliness. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It says in 1 John 4, as He is, so are you in this present world in terms of the fact that you possess His life. You're in union with Him. You're in Christ. Christ is in you. Jesus was in the Father. The Father was in Him. And Jesus had everything at His availability that belonged to the Father. We have everything that's available to Christ, available to us. As a matter of fact, he uses the analogy, the in Christ, Christ in us thing, in John 15 when he talks about vines and branches. He says that he's a vine and we're the branches. Abide in me and I abide in you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And we've talked about this in the past, is that many people, when they preach that as if we're branches attached to the vine, as if we're two different things. And of course we're two, but Scripture says we're one spirit with Him. But the reality is, if you're talking about a grapevine and you see a healthy grapevine, you just go, what a healthy grapevine. Because a vine includes the roots, the trunk, the branches, the flowers, the fruit, the whole thing. You can't, the vine can't possess something and a branch not have it. So we're one with Christ. Everything that He has, we have. We've been made complete in Him. That's true of us. So you think about all the things and the attributes of who He is. The patience of Jesus is yours. The peace of Jesus is yours. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, all those things are yours in Christ. Those are things that are all true of you. Scripture says that you're holy. You've been set apart. That's true of you. All that's true of you, but it's not always true to us, is it? It's not always real in our experience. There's a sort of interesting contradiction in Scripture when I've quoted a couple of times already. This verse from Colossians 2. For in Him all the fullness of deity is embodied, and in Him you've been made complete. Well, of course, if all the fullness of deity is embodied in Jesus, and I'm in Him and He's in me, then I am complete. He would talk. But he says this interesting thing in James. It seems to be a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction. It's just a reality of the process that we have to walk out. James chapter 1. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Not if, when. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Well, I thought he said in Colossians 2, I've been made complete. Now he says something about afflictions being used to help me become complete, lacking in nothing. Well, it's the difference between something being true of you and something being true to you. You can have $10 million in the bank, but until the need arises for you to withdraw from it, you may not even be aware or never even experienced it before. But once you have to write the check, you realize, oh, that really is mine. I've known it's mine, but I've never put it to use. And what the Lord has a tendency to do is to take adversity and to use adversity to put me in the place where I'm forced to appropriate what's true of me so that it becomes true to me in my experience. One of the great men of God in the 20th century, Watchman Nee, used to say that. We never advance in the Lord apart from adversity. Is it that God brings all the adversity? No. God's sovereign. He allows it. But I'm just telling you, God doesn't waste anything. It's one of the ways He trumps the enemy. When the enemy allows things to come into our life and its intention to destroy us, God's intention is to use that to bring us into a place where what's true of us becomes true to us in our experience. There's a place in Joel 3:14 that talks about the valley of decision. And most of the time, that's when we come to these new decisions about where we're at in the Lord, how far we're going to go, you know, what Are we going to stay in this place? Are we going to go backwards? Are we going to advance? It's usually in a valley that we make those decisions. But what helps us is to know that when I find myself in a valley or in a place of adversity, everything that Jesus is, everything that Jesus has is already mine for facing us. But at a higher level than ever before, what's true of me, I've got to appropriate by faith and walk out regardless of even feelings. So that which is true of me becomes true to me in my personal experience. And the result is now in your experience, in your emotional and your personal experience, you're lacking in nothing. You're enjoying, you're appropriating, you're living out what's already been there. It's been deposited. Remember, Christianity never starts off with demanding. It always starts off with bestowing. He gives you everything, and then he says, now go do it. He doesn't say, go do it so you'll get something. He says, you got it, so go do it. You've been given holiness as a gift in the person of Jesus. Now walk it out. But it's in the value of decision that we have to make that place where we appropriate that. One of my mentors used to say, we've got the fruit of the Spirit in you. But sometimes when we find ourselves in those places of difficulty, we got the whole thing, we're complete. We actually take that fruit and squeeze it. Eat it. Because I need it. And then it becomes more than just a theology. It becomes a reality. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.